If the Dow crosses 20,000 today for the first time in recorded history, that won't be such a big deal. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The big business story today is what Donald Trump plans to do about his businesses and conflicts of interest now that he's becoming president. We're watching his press conference on that today. Also, when my car's odometer turned 75,000 miles, it was a big deal, not because of the three neat zeros, but because my extended warranty expired. If the Dow Jones Industrial Average were to cross 20,000, which it got within a hair's breadth of on Friday, maybe that is actually less of a deal. This even though, let me tell you, the business media is all geared up for razzle-dazzle coverage. To sound a note of sobriety even before the party starts is Marketplace regular and Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David.
So you don't think the Dow crossing 20,000 has any financial significance at all?
It has absolutely no significance, but it's fun. People have grown up thinking it's important, and it's not. But when somebody calls me and says, what's the market doing today? I always answer the Dow, even though I know better.
So part of it is no one really invests in a basket of stocks that is only the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's one reason it's not that significant.
Well, that's a major reason. And the really important one is the Standard & Poor's 500 index, but average people don't care about it because it's not really in their consciousness.
One of the things about the S&P you've pointed out is that the S&P does take account of gains, losses, reinvested dividends. That's not something the Dow captures.
No, the Dow is just an average. It started out in 1896 when the only thing you could do was add up the value of all the stocks and divide by the number. So you couldn't do dividends. You couldn't do a whole lot of things. And it just sort of went on that way. And since 1957, the S&P has had 500 stocks. It's much more important financially. There is more than $2 trillion indexed to the S&P, which is a performance benchmark. Nobody considers the Dow a performance benchmark.
And who is the guy who predicted the Dow at 36,000? It was Jim Glassman, right? 36,000. He made the prediction with a book back in 1999, the year the Dow crossed 10K. He said 36,000 within a few years. We got some more years to go.
We do. And also, Jim is a friend of mine. And it turns out if you read the book, he's actually using the S&P as the benchmark. And he's applying it to the Dow because the Dow 36,000 was a selling number and S&P, whatever it would have been, nobody would have cared.
Right. Alan Sloan is also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Alan, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
They started turning off analog FM radio in Norway today, first in the north of the country and the rest within a few years. Soon, all of those Norwegian FM radios will become bookends or boot scrapers. Marketplace's Sally Hership says more.
So how do Norwegians feel about moving to digital radio? Let's ask one.
Well, it's going to be quite a big change.
Halvard Hutlestad is 40. He lives north of Oslo.
I'm a little bit frustrated with the choice of technology, but I guess that's the way things are.
A local poll found more than half of Norwegians opposed the switch. Simon Spanswick is with the Association for International Broadcasting. He says it can be hard to get people to replace all their radios.
One in the kitchen, one in the bathroom, one in the living room, one in the car, one in the shed at the bottom of the garden.
But Spanswick says the new format will mean more stations for listeners. Dr. Stephen Lax teaches communications technology at the University of Leeds in the UK. He says digital radio could do a better job reaching listeners, like those whose FM signal may be blocked by mountains or tall buildings.
If you are replacing your infrastructure on a large scale, then you may as well replace with what, from a technical point of view at least, is a superior technology.
But Lack says it has to work. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And the de facto head of the industrial and electronics conglomerate Samsung was called a bribery suspect today by a special prosecutor in South Korea. Jay Lee is the son of the Samsung chairman who is sick. It's part of the corruption scandal that led to the South Korean president's impeachment. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.